You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. In the rush to get families online in time for distance learning, it's Wi-Fi hotspots to the rescue. In the Ozarks, they're parking school buses equipped with Wi-Fi routers for kids to use while sitting in the parking lot. Chicago is spending millions to give hotspots to individual families and connect homes to broadband. School districts all over the country are handing out hotspots as fast as they can get them. So, is this sustainable? And will there be any going back from Wi-Fi for All? Christopher Mitchell is the director of the Community Broadband Networks Initiative at the nonprofit Institute for Local Self-Reliance.
It's interesting because I was just looking at an argument in a city council in which they were arguing, well, we're going to install these hotspots. Should we take them down at some point? Do we want to say we're only going to do it for 2 years? Mm-hmm. And ultimately, they decided that they should leave them up indefinitely. And I feel like at this point, it's hard to imagine where it'll be acceptable policy to not have kids have home internet access. And some people would say, yeah, libraries and McDonald's will pick up the slack. But I don't think we're going to go back from that.
What about the money? Like, we know that, you know, city and state revenues are taking a huge hit as a result of the pandemic, and that almost always results in cuts to education budgets. Like, how does this trickle down when schools are in that position? Districts are in that position to have to spend tens of million dollars on infrastructure.
Well, some of this is definitely coming out of the CARES Act, which was federal legislation that put money toward different activities that would benefit people who have been harmed by COVID-19 or trying to just blunt the impact. So a lot of the money that we've seen going into these different investments has been from that. And I don't know where the next tranche of money is going to come from. A lot of us feel like the federal government has not been doing its part.
If schools hadn't gone remote, do you think we would have seen this push for expanded access?
I think we would have over time. I think it accelerated things. I mean, what the pandemic has done to telehealth, it's so accelerated everything. And I think we could say the same thing for schools. Some of these schools already had these plans because this was an issue. I mean, there's school districts in which half of the kids did not have home internet access. And before that meant that they couldn't do school during the day. It meant that they could not do it at night. Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal when some kids can't do their homework. It's led to significant racial inequity, where you certainly have kids that tend to be more people of color who'd have less home internet access. And so then they have less opportunity to learn. And so this was a big deal already, but it just became intolerable when you couldn't do any schoolwork rather than just not being able to do your homework.
Christopher Mitchell is with the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. We'll be covering school and tech on Mondays for at least the next few weeks. Send us your stories to mptech@marketplace.org. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.